Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is a confounding move by the Buffalo Bills. How do you trade with a team that you cannot get past in the most important games of the year in the playoffs, and you give them the wide receiver they so desperately want, and your team, as you indicated, has lost multiple starting wide receivers? In fact, last year, Buffalo had five different wide receivers with 20-plus targets. Four of the five are no longer with the team. On top of that, they traded Stephon Diggs, Gabe Davis left via free agency. Only Khalil Shakir is the one who remains.
That's Warren Sharp. Bills trade with Kansas City. Did you see? Hopefully you didn't, or don't follow him, because it could be insufferable. But
Nick Wright's take on it.
Do I really want Nick Wright's take
on
it?
It's not that bad. It's kind of funny.
Let me guess. It's, Buffalo, you'll never win. The Chiefs are kings. That's pretty much the bit.
I liked the comparison he made. He said, like, on the Bills trading with Kansas City, like, shocked Buffalo had the temerity to trade with Kansas City. Good for them, honestly. But my goodness, it's like France coming back to Jefferson after the Louisiana Purchase and asking any more business you want to do.
The one I saw,
which I thought was funny,
Nick Wright. What does temerity mean?
Just like, you know, the gumption.
I've never heard that word. I think he's making up words, but
he might be.
My favorite. Listen, if we're looking for the burns on this, the best burn was, the Chiefs got a badly needed pass catcher, yes, but in the trade, the Bills got something they're even more desperate for, the feeling of drafting at 32.
That's
a good burn.
I saw a bunch of jokes like that, and then, of course, Brandon Bean went on Twitter and saw all of those and went, oh, wait a minute, I can't pick 32nd now, 33rd. He, of course, didn't do that.
Listen, that's a good burn. We can all agree on, you know, admit when there's a good burn.
But they can't make it anymore because they didn't pick a 32.
True, true. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. We had a great time at our draft party. We didn't get a draft pick. Maybe tonight, first pick of the second round, they pick 33, they pick 60, and they've added a third round pick, added in a way that they slid it from a fourth to a third.
Yeah.
Like, you can say the Bills added, but in reality, they just did a bunch of pick swaps. They have the same number of picks right now as they did yesterday. So I guess they kind of added because they were expected to have 9 from this point forward. Now they have 10. But that was with the idea that they would have drafted one last night.
I don't think they're going to make 10, by the way.
No, I don't think so either.
You know how many other draft picks made the team last year?
Is it four?
Four.
Four draft picks.
The year before
made
it was
team.
Six. And there were a couple years before that where it was 7. They've never had anything near 10 in terms of draft picks make the team. Every year there are at least 1, 2, sometimes even 3 rookies that don't make the team that they've drafted. So I'm really thinking that moving up from 60 is a real possibility. That they'll draft maybe right at 33, and then they'll move up from 60 to go get another guy. I mean, the dream scenario for me tonight is they take, like, McConkey right away, and then, hey, take all those fifths that you got now. You have 4 of them, and use some of that, maybe something else. Try to move up from 60 in the second round and see if you can get your hands on, like, Troy Franklin or Jalen Polk. or Javon Baker. I want the double dip. I'm not giving up on the double dip.
I think a double dip with two of these three picks is likely. I don't think receiver is the first pick here. I think this.
Then you think they're going what? Round two, like 60, and then round three they're going receiver?
Maybe, or moving up from 60. I expect them to move down. They have a whole day to talk about it. Someone's not going to offer them a better slide or another fourth to the third. If they like the meat of the draft in the middle, then slide another fourth into the third, and you can have 33, and we'll drop to 39.
Well, Bean said he was prepared to select at 32 before the Panthers called him. That's one spot. So as long as your guy's not Leggett, and it I think clearly wasn't, then they were prepared to take somebody at 32, which means I think they're fully prepared. You're right, though. It's a full day now of offers that teams can climb up and try to get someone from you.
803-0550. When I say I would not have traded with the Chiefs, I am not saying I would have picked a player I don't like. I'm saying the phone rings, my assistant GM says, it's Kansas City. I say, hang up. That's what I do.
Yep. Just don't even talk to
I would not have traded with Kansas City. That's all.
Yeah.
And some of you would, and that's fine.
Or if you're going to, isn't this how teams do it in other sports and in the NFL? Like, if you're going to trade within your own division, what do some teams do? Like, okay, we'll trade with you. There's a Donovan McNabb story here, I think, somewhere, where the Eagles had no interest in trading him in the division to Washington, but they basically told him, okay, you're paying double, basically.
Yeah.
Like, we won't hang up on you, but you know you're in our division. You have to outbid everybody.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And based on the charts and based on what some of the, like Seth Walder said on this yesterday, like, it doesn't feel like they made the Chiefs pay some crazy premium to do it. It was, okay, we're just going to take the best deal. There was no, okay, we'll trade with you, but you're Kansas City, so you've got to pay up. You got to pay extra.
Yeah. I mean, what Bean is doing is betting against these receivers right here, to a degree. Betting against Worthy, betting against Leggett. He has the most starved room in the league at this position, and he's just betting against them, which he might be right. I mean, I'm not mad today. I'm disappointed we don't have a player to talk about. I'm disappointed we don't have the fun trade up. I'm not mad at what they did. But I definitely would not have done that with Kansas City. I just wouldn't have messed with it. Warren Sharp to me is, I mean, it doesn't have to go too far. I don't know that Xavier Worthy is going to hit his ceiling or not. And there's a point in here about that as well. Before the Bills got Josh Allen to his ceiling, Joe, Mahomes threw 50 touchdowns in his first season, right, as a starter.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of, well, he never would have done that here. And if Worthy goes and pops off for Kansas City, are we going to do that? He never would have done that here. Because what I'm looking at is a draft where they trade out of that spot, and Andy Reid thinks that guy's pretty good. Now, Andy Reid has not been that good at drafting receivers. Rishi Rice, Sky Moore, like, they've not been that good at it, so they might be wrong again. Then Kyle Shanahan comes up and takes Ricky Pearsall, like two elite play callers dipped into the young rookie receiver class, and I expect the Bills to, which is a matter of when. And when they do, you know, if it's Ladd, McConkey, and the group they have right now, it's going to be a bottom five receiver group in the NFL. And that's kind of like Sal's point. They don't have a wide receiver one, and it's unlikely they do when this draft is over unless they trade for a veteran. And, you know, maybe there's a veteran out there. Maybe they make a call for Cortland Sutton.
Ugh.
I don't love that idea either.
I do not like
that's
that
a,
idea.
That's a stopgap idea, but, you know, he had a little bit of a bounce back last year.
Stopgap again, though. Like, when are they going to do it? Well, stopgap to what? This was the class that was supposed to be good.
And half the class is still there.
Half the class is still there. You're right. One, Jordan Schultz tweeted yesterday that he got a text from an AFC GM on the Chiefs getting Xavier Worthy, and it was bleep, bleep.
Yeah. Rob in Connecticut. Hey, Rob.
Good morning, gentlemen. I was thinking about you. I was wondering if you guys got any sleep. I only got 2 hours sleep, and I said to Josh when I woke up, I said, guess what? I can see again. I miraculously can see again. Oh, my God. When I saw that Kansas City moved up, it's like pouring salt on an open wound. It's because I'm so resentful against Kansas City. I would have never done it. I actually wanted to see if we could get Worthy. And when they did, you know, when they were making that decision, I was sitting here going, please not Worthy, please not Worthy. And then, of course, when it happened, I felt like Ralphie, and I was like, oh, fudge. But that's not what I said. I am just not, I don't know. I'm having a hard time trusting this process.
Well, thanks,
and,
Rob.
And wait. The one thing I do want to say is I kind of hope that we trade for that veteran. I really, really do. And I would not be disappointed if we do get McConkey. That's all right. I have to say. But it was like pouring salt in an open wound. Kansas City, I mean, any other team except Kansas City. I'm with you, Jeremy. I feel your frustrations. You guys make a lot of sense, though. So it's like, all right. And it was just basically expect the unexpected. And I just was not expecting this.
Thanks,
so
Rob.
I'm a Bills fan. I'm still going to stay with the team. I'm on the train. All right, guys.
Sorry, Rob. Thanks. Yeah, thanks, they're going to take receivers. I think it's – you have to allow yourself a little bit of a feeling of if you feel left out, it's because, well, we don't have a player to talk about yet. Tonight, we're going to have three. So you'll feel a lot better about the draft. How's their grade? It's an incomplete. They haven't drafted yet.
It could be worse. You could be a Chargers fan, and your coach last night said, I know weapons comes up, but we look at offensive linemen as weapons.
That's a good one.
Some of these football people, man, on draft night, they just lose their minds.
Yeah. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Break time or your calls. Pretty much open to just get reaction, get your thoughts. Who do you want at 33? Do you expect them to take anybody? And, you know, dealing with the Chiefs, that's the big story. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.